Okay, so I put in my my ingredients, noticing afterwards that it's quite thick, because as if you have if you like mango, you'll notice that the mango has a bit of a, it's got some, it's not seeds, but it's got some flowery taste to it, some like a bit like meal, like flour, if you know what I mean, and it makes the smoothie kind of thick. So what I've done now, this time, I've put a few less mango chunks in and a few more pineapple chunks to make it a bit thinner, and I've actually succeeded. So you put your ingredients in, then you've got a lid that has a blade on it. You put that on, you screw it really, really tight, put it upside down into the smoothie maker. Then you make sure these things, these little three bumps align with the three holes that are in the smoothie maker, and then you twist it so it's actually, it's set in tight. And then you hit the power, you twist the power button. Now they say if you've got frozen stuff, you must put it on low first to so that the frozen stuff can be prepared. I didn't have frozen stuff, so I just immediately, pretty much immediately went on high. And it literally only takes 15, 20 minutes, and you've got this smoothie. And then you obviously take the cup out, open. I'd recommend opening the blade lid over the sink, because often stuff can still be on the blade. It was today, actually, it was just now. So you do that. Perhaps before you open it, leave it a while to settle, because you have it upside down, of course. So when you turn it properly around again, leave it a few seconds to settle. Maybe then that'll stop the stuff from clinging to the blade. And then you open, and then you've got a smoothie. Now the lid that they came with the beakers, well, there's two lids, and they're both the same, so they're both. You can screw them on, and you've got a flip thing, that is like a clip, and you open the clip, and there's like a little small hole you can drink out of. So you can even put it in your backpack, the smoothie, for on your way, which is very, very helpful, which I might actually be using when I get a job at some point or whatever I'm going to be doing next. That's it for that, and I'll talk to you in a bit about the other thing, the app.